don't you think? Don't you think?
No.
You, Anita.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. First, there was a statement.
Yes, okay.
That day is getting closer for you.
Yes. That I am able to experience real enjoyment? Or?
Yes, and yes. Start rejecting the false enjoyment.
Yes, I agree.
That was my question.
Thank
you. So you agree?
Yes, I do.
So how many days away are you?
I would say it's a process. The percentage of fake enjoyment and a percentage of real enjoyment. The percentage of real enjoyment is growing. The percentage of fake enjoyment or enjoyment based on bogus things is decreasing. Maybe it's a process. I don't know if it's not like you turn the switch over and now it's this and before it was that. Do you agree?
Well, that depends if you come up here.
Oh my God. Surprise.
Well, I also like for them to see you. We're going to publish that picture from the workshop you were at on the website.
Okay.
No, I don't agree.
You don't agree?
I don't agree. It's correct. There's nothing wrong with that way of looking at it as an understanding, but there is something wrong with that way of looking at it as something you tell yourself. Because if you tell yourself it's a process, then it stays a process. And then you may or may not get to the end of that process. And then you're telling yourself, okay, there's not much I can do about it. The process has to play itself out. Mm-hmm. It's got a certain way it works. It has to run its course. And that's needlessly slowing yourself down. That's saying, I'll wait and see. You don't have to wait and see. You can make a decision anytime, right now, this minute, next minute, tomorrow at 6:15. You can make the intention, the decision, that you aren't gonna follow the urge to false enjoyment anymore. It doesn't mean you'll never do it. It means you have made the decision. Sure, you'll screw up once in a while, big deal. But you start actively, because of that decision, actually rejecting the call to false enjoyment, the easy falling prey to that. You start not choosing to go down the road of least resistance. You take the higher road, which is I'm going to hold out for the real deal. Maybe I'll have less enjoyment this week, this month, this year, but I'm holding out for the real deal. I'm not going to settle for the second best. That's a decision. That's why I say I disagree that it's a process. Yes, it's a process, but more importantly, more at the forefront, it's a decision. Or you can make
that.
It into a decision.
I wasn't aware of that.
And it's a difficult decision.
It really is. I'm just listening to you, feel resistance.
Yeah, it's a difficult decision. It's difficult the way it's difficult if you have diabetes and love sugary treats to give up the sugary treats. It's difficult exactly that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the discipline George has recognized in life, that there's a value and a sweetness to discipline and a benefit, a value that comes from it if it's understood rightly. It's the discipline to not accept second best, because then the universe will keep bringing second best. It's a